Red Lake High School is, of course, closed. It's considered a crime scene. The school has about 300 students, all of them American Indian. Many in the community live in poverty. 80% of the students qualify for free or reduced-price lunch. Test scores are among the lowest in the state. Just over half of Red Lake students graduate. Today, high school students and parents met with teachers and staff at the nearby elementary school to talk about Monday's mass killing. Our colleague Melissa Block is in Minnesota, and last night she spoke with the principal of Red Lake High about the shooting and about what comes next.
Chris Dunshee has been principal of Red Lake High School for 7 years now. On Monday afternoon, he was at a board meeting in a building next door when they got a phone call. Someone was shooting inside the school.
I could hear the shots going off and all this transpired within a very short time, 5 to 10 minutes. And it wasn't just a moment or two later that Keith, my helper over in the high school, said that the intruder was under control. So then I proceeded on over to the high school through the hallways.
And then what happened?
Well, you're met with a scene you hope you don't have to see too many times in your life, if ever again. I hope I never have to experience that again. So
hard even to think about it.
Yeah, but I mean, it's the same types of feelings, I think, if you're a soldier in Iraq or anything else. You know, those things are hard to think about too. You know, but when you see your kids and your colleagues in that situation, it's pretty sobering.
What did you do?
I started just trying to assist the law enforcement officers in any way I could and take over getting the building cleared and getting the kids out to safety.
You were helping them get out?
Mm-hmm.
And you knew at this point that you had lost some kids and some teachers, a teacher.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chris Dunshee has gray hair, blue eyes, a kind face, now crossed with pain. He says the last few days have been like walking through a dream world. The trauma hasn't fully sunk in.
This is a new experience, one that I hope I never have to come close to repeating. As I told our staff today, we've joined a tragic fraternity now of the Paducah Kentuckys and the Columbines and Ricori High School in Minnesota. And we find ourselves working through it as best we can, but also calling upon those people who have been generous enough to offer their support, especially the people from the other schools that have gone through this. And I've talked to Bill Bonds, who's the principal at Paducah, Kentucky. Bill's been very, very helpful. Had a conference call with him yesterday with some of my teachers, and they had questions that they asked, and he tried to steer them through some of that conversation with them. And this afternoon, as we had our first meeting with our district employees, we had two students from Columbine come today, just showed up, and we hadn't called them in. They just came and wanted to be there with us. And it's those kinds of people that we're going to say, how did you get through it? What helped you? And hopefully that'll help us.
Is there anything they've told you about what did work for them, what did help?
Time. One student mentioned forgiveness, being able to come to grips with what happened and forgive the people that did what they did.
It must be a particularly hard role as principal, I would think. You must shoulder a lot of the responsibility for this within yourself. You must, on some level...
Well, sometimes you find yourself questioning, is there anything that we could have done differently? Is there anything that we might have been able to change or to do? But... in the context of reality and in context of what other schools have done, I think we have taken precautions over and above what the average school would have already taken. And so we have security cameras, we had security guards, we had metal detectors, And we had an excellent staff in place. And we had practiced crisis drills. And I remember a year or two ago, we did a mock drill that was very, very similar to what happened here. And so I guess to get back to your question, you think about what you could have done differently, but it's just something you have to live with.
And you had a security system in place before Columbine.
Why
was that?
Here again, I think we were just trying to be very proactive and do everything that we thought we could possibly do to protect our young people.
Up until this week, what were the biggest problems that you had to face in your school?
Of course, you're familiar with No Child Left Behind, and we come from an area that is high unemployment and poverty is a problem, and extended families and things like that. And so I think trying to meet the guidelines set forth in No Child Left Behind, trying to get our test scores higher and that type of thing. And as I mentioned to the staff today, those really the things that I thought were important last Friday and even last Monday morning have been put into perspective now. And test scores aren't going to be the most important thing anymore. It's getting these kids healed.
How do you make those kids feel safe in that school now?
Well, I think we have to get them together. And first of all, listen to their fears and let them grieve and let them express themselves. We are in a rural area up here, and many of our students come from extended homes and extended families, and many of them may not have the support in place in their homes that they need at a time like this. And so we need to go out and into the community and gather them in and hold them close to us and show them that they're loved and cared for. And we need to do that as soon as we possibly can.
Chris Dunshee, the principal of Red Lake High School in northern Minnesota. I'm Melissa Block, NPR News, Bemidji.